Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated with the artists who make them. Also, we might not be super kid-friendly, but we're not going to curdle your milk or anything. Hey, everyone. Hey.
Hey, everyone. Hey.
Welcome.
I have good news and I have bad news. And
what is the good news? Wait, which one should I hear first?
Yeah, the bad news is shorter.
Okay, bad news first.
Alex isn't here. He's sick.
That's the worst news.
It's real bad. He was supposed to be here. The middling news to bridge the bad news and the good news is that the game we're going to play today is two-player. So, technically we can do this with two of us, but like, Jency already feels weird, right?
Yeah. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
No, I mean it does. Not to just be playing a game with you, but like for poor Alex to be sick and us having fun and playing without him.
Yeah, that's
it
weird.
It doesn't seem right.
Also, like right then, he would have cut in with a joke. He would have interrupted me.
Yeah, he would have.
It feels weird. Yeah. The energy's so off.
It's because we're complete strangers. We hardly know each other. Alex is the glue that keeps us together. This is not true. These are jokes.
Like, or they're like all too true and we didn't want to know it. Like, we would have never had to have found this out if he wasn't here. If he was here. Anyway, here's the good news, though. God, because the energy's already bad, we've already messed up and haven't introduced the show. Welcome to Roleplay Retcon, the podcast that remakes the movies that let you down. I'm Benjamin Gray. You can call me Ben. He, him.
And I'm Jency. They, them.
And we remake flop movies with tabletop RPGs and storytelling games.
What's the good news?
I made a game.
Well, that is good news.
Have I told you this? That I made a game? Have I mentioned this?
Ben, we are complete strangers and we hardly know each other. I didn't even know you made games. Tell us about it. Tell me about it. It's just me. Damn it.
So, first of all, we're going to remake the movie 6 Days, 7 Nights. It's a 1998 movie starring Harrison Ford and Anne Hesh about two people that get stranded on an island and they got to survive for 6 days, 7 nights. I'm cheating a little bit here, or possibly opening up a new era for Roleplay Retcon where we just do things that are like kind of meh. It really wasn't a flop. It made money. And it got like mixed reviews, but like, I think if you watch this, you'll be like, no, I think that's a little bit of missed potential.
Well, I have never even heard of this movie, despite it having very famous people in it. So I feel like that should tell me something.
I had also never heard of the movie before I heard someone talking about it. And I thought that the movie was about, like estranged, married couple, like that were on the rocks and they got crash landed on this island and like the shared ordeal brought them together. And it's not about that. And I had that great thought where I was like, oh, well then that's my idea now.
Nice. Nice.
And so I made the game It Takes This Long, which is a two-player game about estranged people who are trying to survive on a jungle island with like lots of weird Lost or Jurassic Park style stuff happening on it. And you can see if that brings you together or if you end up hating each other even worse and murdering each other.
Or dead.
Yeah. Just the dinosaurs eat you. That could also happen. So normally I would go through a bunch of basics here, a bunch of terminology. But I'm not going to spend too long since an expert on the game is here. Me.
Oh, I thought it was me.
You're an expert on relationships and surviving on islands.
That's true, I am. I am currently surviving on an island. Technically.
We have character sheets in front of us, and they have trackers for a few things. Our relationship, which has 9 spaces with 3 zones each, hate, forgive, and love. We're going to start right in that middle space there, Jency, that says, I wish this hadn't happened. It's right in the middle of the forgive zone.
I do wish this hadn't happened.
Wish this hadn't happened. We don't know what yet hadn't happened. And then we have a survival track, which has 7 spaces on it. And if we get all the way to the bottom of that, we die. Or,
oh no,
you almost die, and the other person can sacrifice a little bit of their survival track to save you. So we're going to put our little tracker on surviving. And then we have some needs, and these needs are our basic physical needs. Food, shelter, health. And right now, all those are at zero, and we can't get than two of any one of them. And we're going to go through a few scenes, and at the end of each scene, if you have a tracker at zero, you'll lose some survival points. And also, you can choose to either be together or apart. Actually, that's not true. Most of the time, you can't choose that. You make choices that determine if you are together or apart. But occasionally, you do get to choose. And we survive by going through these scenes. And these scenes will present some challenges to us that are called struggles. And you struggle by rolling either 2d6 or playing cup pong, which is beer pong without the beer. Unfortunately, we are on different sides of the world. And I don't think we can play cup pong with each other. So we will have to roll 2d6 today. If you roll 7 or above, you succeed. If you roll below that, you fail. And if you roll doubles, you critically succeed. And that means different things in different contexts. You can also sometimes earn a mulligan as a reward for doing well. And a mulligan lets you either re-throw a ball or re-roll a die roll, as if the last roll or last throw never happened. Like, you just get to redo it. But you gotta spend. You gotta spend the mulligans. They're like tokens.
You don't just hoard them forever?
You know what, Jency? I thought of you many times making this game. And I thought about how you're one of those.
I'm one of those.
Yes, the big climax is, it wouldn't hurt to hoard them for that if you really wanted to do that.
Oh, okay.
If we're together, in general, it's a little easier to do those struggles. But if we're apart, you get more stuff for you. Whenever we get relationship, survival, or mulligan changes, like plus or minus, if we're together, we both get them, whether it's good or bad, whether it's up or down.
Oh, I see.
But you always split the needs among you. So like if we got plus one relationship, we would both get the plus one relationship. But if we got like plus one food, we'd have to decide who gets it. But if you're apart, you don't have to do that. You just get the plus one food and the plus one relationship. But sometimes you have to struggle several times. And if you're together, you get to just divide those between you. So you get to like fight together. Every once in a while, we may struggle against, like, a hostile force. Like, not a volcano, like...
Dinosaur.
A dinosaur. Or a person. And there's outrun your friend rules for that. You don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun your friend. You can choose to do that. You can choose to, like, lure whatever it is to the other person. And, like, you'll be fine. And they'll have to just struggle on their own. But you'll lose a little relationship for doing that. So here, listen, here's my game designer's, plea to you is to like, don't think of having like lowered relationship as losing. It's not.
Okay.
Except one more thing. I just realized I didn't tell you. If you get all the way to the bottom of your relationship track, the I'll kill you myself space. You cannot ever leave that space for the rest of the game.
Oh, wow. What about the other side, though? What if you get to, I will never leave you?
Yeah, it seems like it'd be cool if I did that, huh? But no, you could still lose a relationship up there.
Okay.
Oh, wait. However, later on in the game, if you're both there, you won't. You won't fall out of that. So there's also some safety tools. I've got a checklist in the back of the book that you can look at and say some things you don't want to be in the game. And then also I use the X card by John Stavropoulos. And the checklist is Prelude to Play by Fighter Guy Studios. So just say anytime you're uncomfortable with something, just say X and we won't do it. I'll probably even cut out of the podcast. Okay. And we're actually off mic going to go through the checklist. I just wanted to tell everyone it's in there. And we're back. We did it. We have
we
some
did
oranges
it.
And veils. Now, I put a little reference to us in here, Jency.
Yeah?
I mean, to roleplay retcon.
Oh, nice.
retconning in this game, totally cool.
Nice.
As long as you don't change your survival, relationship, or needs levels. But just because this is kind of like an open-ended storytelling game, you're going to come up with something sometimes later that you're like, oh, I wish we had done this earlier. Mm. You can just have done that earlier. That's okay.
Nice.
So, Jinsi, look on page 13 for me. Before we ever stepped foot on this island, Jinsi, we knew each other. Our characters did, at least. And our characters loved each other, and maybe they still do. But something has happened between them, and we don't know what that is yet. We're going to slowly, through the scenes of the game, reveal our history together. But for now, we're going to figure out this. Every relationship on the island has a hunter and a gatherer. So we're going to take a little test here, Jinsi, just real quick. I'm going to read some questions out loud, but you kind of just like silently do the answers to yourself and just kind of like write them down. And it's just A and B. There's just two answers for each question, A and B. Question one, of the two of you, of us, who would be more likely to hunt or venture out into the island to forage for food? Do you think it'd be A, yourself, or B, the other player?
Okay.
Of the two of you, who would be more likely to build shelter and manage the supplies? A, the other player, or B, yourself?
Okay, hold on. I have to think about this.
This is 10 questions long, and I have considered cutting it down to 5, and maybe this is a good, there's not time for people to go, on 10 questions.
Okay, continue.
Okay. Not that you shouldn't be taking your time and thinking. 3. Which of these seems like the most effective way to escape being stranded on an island? A. Explore the island to find a means of escape. Or B. Figure out a way to signal for help.
It's tough.
4. When making dinner, which of these chores would you rather do? A, get the ingredients and prepare them, like chop vegetables and stuff like that. Or B, plan and cook the meal and do the dishes.
Okay.
So that one you had no trouble with, huh?
Nope.
5, do you make your bed every day? A, no. B, yes.
Okay, number 6.
Number 6, do you like to research topics for fun, like read nonfiction or go down Wikipedia rabbit holes, stuff like that?
Okay.
Number 7. Do you like to work with your hands? Art, crafting, stuff like that? A, no. B, yes.
Okay.
8. Are you a good listener? A, no. B, yes.
Okay.
Number 9. Are you the life of the party? A, yes. B, no.
Okay.
And number 10. How are you more likely to show a loved one you care? A, do something for them. Or B, make time for them.
Okay.
All right. If you have more A's than B's, you're the hunter. And if you have more B's than A's, no, I don't know. Tell me which one you have more of, because we might tie.
I don't. I have 5 and 5.
Okay, well, I have more B's than A's, so I think I'm the gatherer and you're the hunter.
This is acceptable.
They're both cool. There's not one that's cooler than the other. Now, the other thing we're going to figure out is our relationship to each other. We don't really have to know much else at this point. We don't even really have to have names for our characters. Hunter and gatherer is good enough. But we do need to know what our relationship is. We're going to do that by picking 2 of 3 kinds of love. And you're going to pick the first one, and I'm going to pick the second one. And then we'll work together to kind of figure out what that means. And the 3 kinds of love are philia, which is like friendship, eros, which is romantic love, and storge, or storge, or storge, or I'm not actually sure how to say that.
Uh-oh.
Which is family. Well, they'll forgive me. So familial, friendship, and romantic. All right, so Jinsi, you get to pick the first one.
I'm going to say philia, friends.
And I'm going to say storge, storge, the family one.
Okay. Nice.
we're going to be siblings, all right? We're going to be like, no, we're going to be cousins. And we're like really close cousins. We might as well be siblings.
Okay.
And we've just been like BFFs our whole lives, even though we're also family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but everything else that's in your head, like kind of just keep it in your head for now. You may have some other ideas for our past, but we're going to answer a prompt in each scene that like slowly reveals our history, including like what came between us.
Okay.
So just remember that things aren't great between us, but we don't know what that is yet. Scene one, the first day. How did we meet? I guess that seems obvious because we said we were cousins, but like, what was the first time? Who's older? Like my older cousin, like visited me in the hospital when I was born.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be the older cousin. And okay. I visited you when you were born.
What was that like for you? What was that day like? Was I a cute baby?
Definitely. Super cute baby. I was really young, though. We don't have a big age gap, maybe just a couple years. So I was just a little toddler. Mm-hmm. But I was so excited to have a cousin because I didn't have any siblings. Maybe we're first cousins, right?
Yeah, first cousins. I like that idea of like, maybe neither one of us have siblings, and that's why we were so close. Mm. We got to live near each other.
Nice.
Day one. The gather, that's me, awakens on a beach on the island. And I'm supposed to describe something natural and notable about the island that I can see or hear from the beach. I'm going to say I can see a big volcano in the distance. And there's also, something else we were supposed to have figured out. How did we actually physically and literally end up on the island? We don't need to know, like, the sequence of events that led to it, but, like, did we crash in a helicopter? Was there a shipwreck? What a horrible teleporter accident? Like, how did we arrive on the island?
I like the teleporter accident a la Steven Universe.
Yeah, this game was based on that one episode of Steven Universe as well. It's called Island Adventure, and I watched it like 8 times.
Nice. It's a good one.
It's a really good one. I like that it has like kind of a bummer ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like a teleporter accident, and it was like a one-way thing, and like, there's not a teleporter here on the island. We just teleported here. I don't know why we teleported here. Maybe we're both scientists or something. So there, a cache of supplies just happens to be nearby. We'll say that this just seems to be some, like, crates that, like, fell out of a plane or something, and it just happened to survive. So I have to choose if I'm going to check on you first or check on the supplies. And if I check on you, we both get +1 relationship. And if I check on the supplies, we both get +1 survival. And boy, I just really love to survive this game, so I'm going to choose +1 survival. So okay. Both of us get to go up 1 to healthy. But regardless, you, the hunter, awaken without injury and the supplies are intact. We are apart, though, because the gatherer checked on the supplies first.
Okay.
You don't necessarily know what I did, but the vibe is weird, at least.
Okay.
Now you describe one thing you can see that defines the island visually.
Well, I was going to say a cave, but there couldn't be 2 mountains on the same island. There are. There's 2 mountains on the same island. One of them's a volcano. The other one has a big cave in it.
Both of us now realize that we are stranded. How do we react to that realization? Do we panic? Do we have an oh shit moment?
Yeah, I think we have an oh shit moment. Because we got here through the teleportation, so we knew something bad could happen, but I think we didn't expect it to be this bad.
Oh, no. Our worst nightmare has come true.
Yeah, yep.
So the gatherer gets to decide what supplies are in the nearby supply cache, and you distribute 6 points among both players' needs. Food, shelter, health. I'm just going to go ahead and distribute these evenly. Yep, so we all get 1 to each of our needs.
Okay, done.
Hunter, Do you agree with this distribution? And if you don't, you can steal needs.
No, I agree with this distribution.
Now we're going to roll a silver lining. There's a table on page 49. Since we're apart, we'll actually roll our own silver linings.
Okay.
So you go and do yours first. You just roll a d6 to see which one of those you get.
One. So it says, you know where you are. If you already rolled 5 on the little trouble table, now you know where you are. If you already knew where you were, now you're even more sure. You get a +1 survival and +1 relationship if you are in hate, +1 need, and +2 relationship if you are in forgiveness, or +1 mulligan and +1 epilogue if you are in love.
Yeah, we're in forgive, so you get +1 need and +2 relationship.
Right, because we're apart.
Right. All right, and I got 2. I find a house or some other kind of shelter that's comfortable and sturdy. It has tools for cooking. I'm going to decide it's that cave that you mentioned.
Oh, nice.
Like somebody lived there at one point. The king of Hyrule, maybe. I can either choose to get +2 shelter and +1 food or +1 mulligans. And I can steal or gift needs if I want to. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to give myself a +2 shelter and +1 food. That does... I don't get one of the shelter, unfortunately, because you can only have 2 of a need, but...
So even though it's going to waste, you're not going to share it?
Yeah, I guess I'll give you one. You can have that shelter.
Thanks.
Okay, now we're also going to roll something on the other page. A little trouble. This won't be as fun.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, go ahead and roll your d6 for that one.
I rolled a 1 again. If you are together, the player with the lowest survival becomes despondent. If you are apart, it is the other player who becomes despondent. Regardless of whether you are apart or together, the non-despondent player can either comfort or cheer the despondent player. You are together, +2 relationship or -1 food, or ignore the despondent player and focus on survival. You are apart, choose a silver lining, -2 relationship. So we are apart, so you are the despondent one. So I can either comfort or cheer you, or ignore you and focus on survival. I only have 1 food, and we already got a +2 to relationship, so I think it's okay if we get a -2 and bump back down to where we were originally. So I'm going to choose to ignore you and focus on survival. We're still apart, and that means I get to do a silver lining. And also -2 relationship, so let's do that one first.
Well, you're the only one that would do that.
Oh, okay.
I will. Mine won't change.
Oh, okay.
Because we're apart.
So, right, silver linings. So I'm going to roll again for silver linings. And it's 5. You find something to protect you from dangers, weapons, sturdy clothes, etc. +2 health and +1 shelter, or a +1 mulligan. You may steal or gift needs. Let's see. My health and shelter are maxed out, so I'm going to take a mulligan.
And there's no max to mulligans.
And I have to hoard those for the end boss.
5. You realize you were lost. If you rolled #1 of the silver linings, you realize you were wrong about where you are.
Oh my god.
You thought you knew where the teleporter sent us, but no, this is a different island than that. Choose whether to lose 2 relationship or 2 food. You are apart. Yeah, I also don't want my food to be at 0 like you, so I'm gonna go down to hate. I hold this against you. You like me a lot more than I like you, I guess.
Not a lot more.
So the end of scene. We've been survival mode all day, and we've not given much thought to the elephant in the room. But now night is falling, and our minds wander. So gather, that's me. As I sleep, do I look at the stars, or do I look at the hunter? No. I'm mad at you. I'm just going to be looking up at the stars, thinking about how to get us out of here. Stewing. I'm stewing. So hunter, do you notice me doing this?
I'm going to say no.
Hunter, do you try to sleep near the gather?
Not super near, no. I mean, I guess we're both in the same cave.
Yeah. Regardless of that, we sleep close enough that we can see each other.
Yeah, sure.
We're not drawing a line down the middle of the island yet. For each need at zero, lower your survival track by one. I think we're good, right?
We are good.
Lower all of your needs by one. Scene two, the routine. So we know we're cousins. We met when I was born. And then every day, what did we do? What were the days of our relationship like before the rift that came between us and the island? What was our daily life like together?
Well, I guess we were scientists and we were working on teleportation and portals and such.
That's really enough for that line. It had mixed results.
We teleported.
We did teleport, and we teleported intact, even. Mm-hmm. Which is big in teleportation. Honestly, it's not the worst. If you teleport intact somewhere you didn't want to teleport, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Okay, day two. This is when we're going to establish a daily routine for survival. This includes finding food, water, medical supplies, and maintaining or upgrading your shelter. By the way, food is also water.
Okay.
Hunter, you forage for supplies. You may invite the gatherer to accompany you while foraging, or you may go it alone. There are benefits and downsides to both.
No, thank you. I'll go alone.
Okay. If you don't invite them, minus one relationship.
Oops.
If the gatherer does not accept your invitation, you are apart. Or if it was not extended. You are going to struggle four times.
Okay, that means I roll two dice?
Yeah, 2d6 is a single struggle. For each success, you'll add one to either food or health. And you get to add two for crits. And if you are maxed out and you roll a success, you get a survival.
My first struggle was an 11.
That's good.
So I'm going to add plus one to food. My next struggle is a 10. I'm going to add plus one to health. My third struggle is a 3. What happens if I fail?
You just don't get anything.
Oh.
Sometimes it's bad, but this time it's just you don't get anything.
And my fourth struggle is an 8. And I'm going to add another food.
That was a pretty good struggle.
I got 3 out of 4. Not bad.
That was good. Yeah, so see, if we'd been together, we would have only struggled one more time. But we would have gotten, like, some more relationship bonuses.
Oh, well. I'm just really good at hunting.
You are. You're great at hunting. Gather. If you do not accept the hunter's invitation, or it wasn't extended, you are part. I can build a shelter for myself or for both of us. We kind of already have the cave. I'm just sort of upgrading it, I think.
Okay.
Do I want to make it for both of us? I do hate you, but I've been mad at you before. I'm going to build a shelter for both of us.
Aw, that's so nice.
You get plus two shelter, and I get plus one relationship. We both get plus two shelter, but I get plus one relationship. And I'm back up to forgive. You hurt me.
Where I am, too.
I wonder what we did to each other, Jensi.
I don't know, but we both hurt each other.
It's probably led to that teleporter accident.
Yeah.
And then I can also forage for myself by struggling 3 times. I rolled a 10 on my first struggle. Good for me.
Nice.
So thank you. So I'm going to get a food. No, I'm going to get a health. And then my second struggle is a 7. Good for me. Gonna get a
food.
Good
for you.
Good for me. I got an 8.
Good job.
Yeah, I got maxed out needs, baby. All right, end of scene. Hunter, you may steal or gift needs. I do have max needs.
Yeah, I also have max needs, so no need.
Yes, we don't need to do that. Neither one of us. And then the gatherer can steal or gift needs, but there's no need to. This one would just cause trouble. You could steal it and then, like, throw it in the ocean, I guess.
That would be rude. I don't hate you.
You're just a little mad at me. All right, roll a silver lining. Since we're apart, we will both do it again.
I rolled 5. Where are the silver linings? Page 51. 49. You find something to protect you from dangers. Weapons, sturdy clothes. Oh, I already did this one. I did it again. But I maxed out on all of those, so I'm going to get another mulligan.
I got a 5.
Again.
You find something to protect yourself from dangers. Weapons, sturdy clothing, etc. Hey, there's other things on this list. Dice. I will also take a mulligan.
Nice.
So if at least two of a character's needs are higher than the other, minus two relationship to the character with the higher needs, but we both have maxed out, so we're not going to do that.
Nice.
Any character who is not under a shelter rolls a little trouble, but I made it for both of us, so welcome to Cave House.
Thank you.
If you are apart, for both players, lower your survival track for each need at zero. If no needs are at zero, do nothing. Whether you are alone or together, do not lower your survival track below near death. We can't die before now.
Okay.
But we could die in the next scene. This is the first time we could die. Both players lower all needs by one.
Okay.
Ugh, all of our beautiful needs, Stincy, they're gone now.
I know, we had so many.
Now we have one each. Scene three, the big trouble is coming up. So we met when we were cousins, and every day we were scientists together working on teleporters. Until one day, something changed our comfortable and happy routine. It wasn't necessarily a bad thing at the time. Maybe it was a fantastic news. But it would lead to trouble later. So we're teleporter scientists, and something good happens. We get, like, headhunted. We get, like, hired by a big, 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 big company. We both, like, they bring us onto their teleporter stuff.
Ooh.
Like, we were just working out of, like, a little college, right? Like, a university lab. It was underfunded. We were doing the best we could. Now we have, like, resources and stuff. And we both get to go work together. We still get to work together. That's awesome. But we're going to a different place now. And our work is becoming much more intense. Do you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
What's the name of the company?
Teleco.
Everyone thought they were a telecommunications company. But no, they were not.
No, they were not. Tricked ya. It's a teleportation company.
Pranked. Day 33. We skipped a few days. It's been tough, but you've managed to survive so far. But now something completely unexpected appears and is probably trying to kill you.
Uh-oh.
We're going to roll a little trouble first, though.
Both of us?
Well, we're apart, so yeah.
Four. A storm comes in for a few hours, struggle. If you succeed, negative one shelter. If you crit, nothing bad or good happens. If you fail, negative one to all needs. You may steal or give needs, you are apart. Oh man, we're gonna struggle. And I got a 9, so I succeed. So negative one shelter. Ah, 0 shelter.
So 3, I rolled a 3. A ferocious or disgusting creature appears. Struggle once to fight it off. Outrun your friend rules apply. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to struggle once to fight it off. Oh, what is it? It's just like a wolf. That's interesting, right? People like wolves.
Yeah.
Grr, wolves. They're cute until they're not. Oh, doubles. Oh, I crit.
Oh.
Well, I don't have any rules here for critting, so I guess I don't get anything. But I did fight it off.
Good job.
The dice are being nice to us.
They are.
Okay, now, I'm going to let you do this, Jency. I'm going to let you roll a single d6.
1.
All right, so go to the next page and find the entry, the big trouble that's number 1.
Oh, other people. Other people. All right, Hunter, that's me. I encounter one of these people. What are they like? Pirates? Vampires? Innocent people who fight against the real monsters? You? Could there be others? Yeah, it's pirates. Probably more than one pirate. That's how it happens usually.
So, how do they threaten you becomes pretty obvious here. They're pirates. They have guns and stuff.
Yep.
The moment they see us, they are hostile. We don't know why. This is like a little taste of the big trouble, and it's going to come back later in force. So you can struggle. And if you succeed, you survive. And the outrun your friend rules from earlier apply to this. You can choose to do that. And then if you succeed, you can struggle an extra time to get +2 mulligans. But if you fail either of those, you get a -1 health.
Okay. Oh, 6. I failed. Okay, now I'm at 0 health. What happened to my other health? Oh, I lost it in the night.
When I succeeded...
Nice.
Succeeding means nothing happens. I don't lose anything or gain anything. I'm going to choose to do it the extra time for +2 mulligans, though.
It says if you succeed, choose whether you fought against this person or if you escaped them.
I think, yeah. I think I think we killed him.
Okay.
I don't think I like, meant to. Yeah, he, like, had a gun, and then I got his gun, and then I was just trying to, like, point it at him and be like, hey, don't you do it, mister, and then the gun went off.
Oh.
So, if you do that, you get to, like, search their body and see if you, like, can understand something about them. So, I think just searching the body lets me know they're pirates. I understand, like, oh, he's got, like, a radio, so I'm like, oh, there's more of this guy. So I'm going to try to struggle an extra time for the mulligans. And I got an 8. So yeah, we'll just say like I get to keep that gun now.
Nice.
Okay, end of the scene. Do you want to steal or give any needs?
I don't.
What do you got? Hey, what do you got, Cincy?
I have 1 food and 0 shelter and 0 health.
Oh my god. I'm going to give you a shelter.
How many shelters do you have?
I have 1. I have 1 of everything.
But then why are you giving me a shelter?
Because I don't want you to have 2 zeros.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, sure, whatever you want to give is nice.
I'm a mean game designer, though, because you don't get relationship for giving needs. You only lose it for stealing.
Aw.
Because I don't think that that's, like, I don't think that's sweet. I think it's, like, the bare minimum to give someone a need when they're, like, don't have it. Roll a silver lining, even if you already did during this scene.
You find an oasis that includes a big source of fresh, clean water, plus 2 food, and plus 1 health, or plus 1 mulligan. You may steal or gift needs. Yes, I am going to give you some food. I will give you 1 food. And I will take 1 food and 1 health.
Yes, I got 2. So, I found a house or some other kind of shelter that's comfortable and sturdy. It has tools for cooking. I found like another like abandoned camp. And so like our house and stuff is fine, but this has some more like stuff that we can use.
Mm-hmm. Near the oasis, I guess.
Yeah. You can, do you have max food?
I have max food.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, one of this food is just going to go to waste then.
Oh.
Yeah. But I get my two shelter back. I'm not at 0 anymore. So we're good.
Nice.
The danger is gone for now, and the island is peaceful as night falls. We're in forgiveness, so I'm going to read this. How do you show the other character that this event has put your troubles in perspective? I think I write you a message in the sand. I think I just write, like, we're going to be okay. But, like, I don't want to say it to you yet, you know? So... same question for you.
Well, I feel like I gave you food.
Yes.
Can I, like, tie that in narratively?
Yes. Yes.
I think that the oasis has a bunch of fish and stuff, and so I usually get the food and you cook it, but this time I got the fish and I, like, skinned it and prepared it and filleted it and also cooked it and gave it to you.
Hey. How did you answer that question on the personality test? Will you tell me?
That was a hard one, and I answered A. That was one of my A's. But that was a tough one.
Yeah. I think that's the one that's like, you go do the grocery shopping and you prep. That's what I said too.
Yeah, but it was tough because I also really like cooking.
Yeah, I did
but
too.
I don't like doing the dishes, so that's what
right.
took me over.
That's why
the
I
line.
Put it in there. That's why I put it in there because I'm like, cooking's fun though. But the thing is, like, people also hate like going to the grocery store, and I don't.
Yeah, me neither. But I do hate planning. Was why that one was tough for me.
I want to eat what I'm feeling like I want to eat right now.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to eat for dinner on Tuesday. I don't know what I want.
Yeah, that was a tough question.
Good. Okay, scene 4. The mystery. So we know how we met, and every day we were scientists, then we got hired by a big company. And because of that, something happened. What were the consequences of the thing that changed our life together? How did it make things start to go downhill?
So I feel like when we got hired by this big company, it made things a lot more stressful for us. Our workload increased, but also, like, now we have supervisors and bosses on top of us who maybe they're not really scientists. They don't really know what it is. They just want to make money and they just want us to do our jobs. And that makes us a lot more frustrated.
All right, day 40. We're going to discover the island's mystery. We're not going to know everything about this mystery right away, But we're going to answer some questions and we'll have some speculation on how this mystery could be the explanation for the Big Trouble's origins. Though we won't know if we're right until later. So, same thing. I'm going to let you do this again, because I wrote the thing. I want to see someone else play it. I'm going to let you roll a d6 to figure out what our mystery is.
Okay, I rolled 4. So our mystery is, you see something in the ocean far away. You didn't notice it before.
This is my favorite one.
I'm, as the hunter, I'm too far away to tell what it is, but something's out there. What do I think it could be? This is speculation. You don't know if you're right until later. I think it's a boat. I think it's a big ship.
So gather, do you think it wasn't there before? Or has it always been there and you just didn't notice it until now? No, I think it's new. I think it's the pirate ship. So regardless if you are together or apart, we're individually going to choose whether to investigate the thing in the ocean. And if we both choose to do it, we'll be together. And if we both choose not to do it, we'll be together. And if like only one person chooses to do it, we'll be apart. But we're not actually going to investigate it until the next scene. We're just like preparing to investigate or deciding to investigate now. So this is what I think we should do. On three, we're going to say whether to investigate or not.
Okay. Yes or no.
Yeah. Yes or yes or no. Yeah. So 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So we're together. Wow, that's the first time we've been together the whole game. Yep. That's unusual in my experience. You can either build a boat. We have to sacrifice a shelter. One of us has to sacrifice a shelter to build the boat. Or we can swim. And swimming is a little riskier, but we don't have to sacrifice any needs to do it. So I have 2 shelter.
Oh, nice. I have 1 shelter.
Yeah, I'll do it then. I'll sacrifice that shelter. Oh, yeah. I struggle if I build the boat. But it's just to see if you crit. And I don't. If you crit, you get it back. All right, end of scene. So now we're together, we'll choose a single silver lining.
1. Dang it, we already did this one. Okay, but we're doing it again. You know where you are. Again.
Now this time we're sure we know where we are. This is...
It's Jonkin Island.
It's what?
Jonkin Island.
What does that mean?
Jonkin is like rock, paper, scissors.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
There can't be a third name for rock, paper, scissors.
It's the Japanese name for rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
So I show goot, junk, and hoot, and then you do the rock, paper, scissors. They do that instead of saying rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You know that thing I'll tell you all the time where you don't understand how cool you are? And like you just doing it off the dome, no problem right then was awesome.
It was not.
We're sure. This is Jonkin Island.
It sure is.
This is so weird because, like, this is the plot of 6 Days, 7 Nights so far. Like, they fight pirates.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they, like, blow the pirate ship up at the end.
What the heck? Okay, I am in forgiveness, so I get +1 need and +2 relationship. Oh, you do, too, right? And for my need, I am going to choose health.
And I'm letting this go in the top of the forgive zone.
Hey, me too.
I'll roll the little trouble.
Okay.
4. A storm comes in for a few hours.
Dang
struggle.
It.
Which one of us is going to struggle? I guess I rolled it. Can I struggle?
Yeah.
I roll doubles.
Ooh.
If you succeed, -1 shelter. If you crit, nothing bad or good happens. And if you fail, we lose like -1 to all needs.
Jesus.
We may steal or give needs, but I'm good.
I'm good.
Unfortunately, this makes us apart. Is what it is. The storm separated us. Freeze need is 0, -1 survival, but I think we're both good. Wow, we've been doing good. We're still a healthy. Are you still a healthy?
Yep.
Now we reduce all needs by 1. That puts my shelter in 0.
Yeah, me too. The storm keeps taking away our shelter.
All right. Hunter.
Yes.
Were you impressed or disappointed with how the Gather handled the situation today?
Yeah, I was impressed.
I did kill that guy.
You did kill that guy. Now I feel like you're going to fight for our survival.
The question for me is, what's something mysterious about the hunter, and do I like that about them? You just, like, know things sometimes. you'll know what I'm thinking. And I'll think about it and I'll be like, there's nothing that I could have said that gave away what I was thinking about. There's no way. And like, I think it's a little of both. Sometimes that's really impressive and sometimes it's annoying. Like, you'll just know I'm thinking about Taylor Lautner. I don't like that.
Yeah, sorry.
Scene 5, The Fountain of Truth. This is it, Jency. This is our final prompt for our history. We know everything that's happened except for the thing that was our breaking point, that caused the rift, the reason we aren't good right now, the reason we have something to forgive each other for. What do we have to forgive each other for or not forgive each other for? I think, here's my pitch. We've not enjoyed our work. And I think we just like simultaneously blamed each other for it. That like in both of our heads, the other person is the person that wasn't happy, that couldn't just stay at the university doing our work, just had to take this big money job at this soulless corporation. And who knows, but we probably both said yes, but in our heads, it's the other person's fault.
Yeah. Maybe in our heads, like, I said yes because I felt like you wanted to do it, and you said yes because you felt like I wanted to do it.
And like, we'd like physically tussled a lot ever since we were kids, right?
Yeah.
We'd wrestle because we were practically siblings. And we got into like an actual fight in the lab over this, finally. This came to a breaking point. And that's what like caused the teleporter accident.
Ah, yeah, that's it. That's the one. It's both of our faults, but we blame the other person.
But we blame the other person. But also, in the back of our heads, we're thinking, excellent data, though.
Yeah,
just
right?
Fantastic data. We found our rift. Day 66. The whole truth of the rift is revealed, and it's time to settle it. You will argue about it, no matter your relationship, though the goal of the argument will change depending on how you feel about one another. You are together. So that part didn't last long.
That time.
Consult the table on the next page to set the scene. If your mystery is number 4, something in the ocean, and you both chose to investigate, and you are both in a boat, this scene will take place in the boat as you approach the thing in the ocean. So we don't actually need to, there's this like cool little chart I made that has like 9 different settings depending on your like zone on the relationship. It's like a matrix. But since we got number 4, we don't consult that. We're in the boat, paddling towards the pirate ship. So we're going to roll a silver lining and a small trouble, and they both take place in this scene. So you do the silver lining, and I'll do the small trouble. I guess it's a little trouble, excuse me. It's not a small trouble. 2. You stumble into a trap or a natural hazard, like a pit or quicksand, etc.
Whirlpool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, someone falls out of the boat. Yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean, in a whirlpool, sure. If you are together, the player with the lowest survival is the one in danger, or you do it. You know, randomly, if we both have the same survival, which we do. So, heads or tails, Jency?
Heads.
It's heads. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I think if you win the coin toss,
so you're in danger.
Yeah, I fell off the boat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to struggle. I just barely succeeded, so I lose a health.
Oh, I can struggle to help you, because we're together.
But I succeeded, so you don't have to.
But if I critted, it could count as a crit for you.
Oh, you know what? Let's do it.
Well, I didn't, but I got an 8.
Well, good job.
But we get +1 relationship. So I went up to love.
+1 relationship to both, though.
So now I'm going to roll a silver lining.
Aw, I went to the love zone.
Okay, silver lining 5. You find something to protect you from dangers. +2 health and +1 shelter.
We get that one so much.
We have really only gotten 1, 2, and 5. Oh, no, we got 3. We have not gotten 4 or 6. Your health is at 0?
My health and shelter are at 0.
Well, my shelter is at 0, but my health is at 1. I'm going to take the shelter, and I'll give you 2 health.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
So now all of mine are at 1.
I'm going to give you something.
What?
I know, you just gave it to me, but it's too much, Jency. I want you to take one of the health back.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's so nice.
Now, this is a part where for each needed 0, we're going to reduce the survival by 1. So I got to actually go down to surviving. And now reduce all needs by 1. That means I'm at 0 at everything.
I'm 0 food, shelter, but I have 1 health because of you. Thank you.
And now our characters are going to argue. We don't have to do this in character or anything. No matter what our relationship status is, no matter how we feel about each other, we're going to argue about this rift because we've got to get past it. Or if we hate each other, we wouldn't get past it. So we're going to consult the table on the next page to see how that goes. So what's your relationship status?
Love.
I am also at love. So love is you are together for the rest of the game, even if instructions tell you to be apart.
Oh.
You cannot choose to be apart, and you cannot make choices that reduce your relationship level.
Oh.
Plus one mulligan.
Three mulligans.
I have four mulligans. I think we're going to survive this game, Jency.
I think so.
Hey, Jency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also secretly one of those people.
Yeah, I know. I know that. I've played games with you before.
thank God the fairies in Zelda like automatically activate, right? Or we just stubbornly die with a pocket full of fairies.
Right.
Day 67. Scene 6. The last day. The Big Trouble, pirates, return in force, and you must overcome it to escape the island. You'll discover how the island's mystery relates to the Big Trouble, and everything will make sense. So this time we get plus one survival per need above zero. You don't get plus two survival if you have two needs. It's just as long as it's not at zero, you get plus one survival. I am at all zero.
Well, I am now at thriving because I have one need above zero.
Do you have anything at two?
No.
Okay. If you had at least one at two, you get a bonus plus one survival.
But I'm already at thriving.
Oh, you're as high as you can go? Great.
Yeah.
So there's this big matrix of 36 different climaxes here that combine our Big Trouble and our mystery. And then we're going to do a bunch of struggling. Since we're together, we're going to struggle 8 times.
Okay.
And each time we fail, we'll lose a survival. And if we succeed, nothing happens. And if we crit, we'll get a plus one survival. So what are we? Other people and distant object. Ours is on page 38.
Okay. The thing in the ocean is a base for the other people, a boat, a floating fortress, another small island, etc. I think it's a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Anyone who successfully investigated may infiltrate the base and receive plus two mulligans. And now we do the Big Trouble struggle. So we struggle 8 times together.
Yep.
You just want to do 4 and 4?
4 and 4. Like, I got 6 mulligans. How many do you have?
5. All right, do you want to go first?
Here's my first roll. I got a 7 on my first roll, so that's 1 success. Another 7, 2 successes. A 10, 3 successes. I rolled doubles, so I get to go up on to healthy. So that's my 4. Didn't need to use any of my mulligans.
I got a 6, so I'm going to use a mulligan. Hold on.
Okay.
I got a 6, so I'm going to use another mulligan. This is still my first roll. Oh, I got an 11, so that's 1 success. I got a 6, so I'm going to use another mulligan. Got a 5, so I'm going to use another mulligan. I got doubles, so that means I get to go up.
Yeah, that counts as a success as well.
Well, I'm already at the top, so.
Yeah.
So that's 2 successes.
Well, see, but since we're together, I got to get a plus one survival. So now I'm at thriving.
Nice. That's a 6, so I'm going to use my last mulligan.
Wow, you really burned through those. Huh, it's almost like it's a lesson in doing exactly that thing you do.
Right? I got another success. And for my final roll, I have no mulligans left.
Well, I could do it. I have 6 left.
Ah, I got another double.
Well, that's it. We've done it.
And how did we do it?
I think we just blew up the boat. I don't think we, like, had some gruesome gun down every person on board. I think we did probably take some human lives today, but I think we just, like, set their own dynamite stores ablaze.
Yep, that's what we did.
And dove into the ocean. And we can't lose survival or anything after this, so we have survived. Nothing can kill us now.
Nice.
So, night part 5, the aftermath, night 67. Your deal is over. The sun sets on your last day on the island. Tomorrow you'll be rescued or escape the island. You may know this or you may just have a feeling. Choose whether you are together or apart. We're going to say, again, on the count of three, if we're together or apart. And if we both say together, we're together. But if we say different things or we both say apart, we're apart. Okay?
We can't choose that anymore. Oh, the thing said we can't choose.
You're so right. We have to be together. We're together forever. Scene 7, the last night. If you're together and you're both alive, how do you spend this night? I think we party.
Yeah, we party.
We did take some human lives today, but let's not end on a dour note. You can see it like smoldering in the background.
Yeah. And when we exploded it, like, all of their rations also, like, exploded out, but they're in boxes. So we
like
just...
Like rum? Yeah, rum and stuff? We got pirate rum
and
now.
Stuff. Rum and fruit and stuff.
We make fruit salad. We both rum. Love rum fruit salad. It was retconning this. It's been established several times that we both love fruit salad, and it's like a cornerstone of our relationship.
Yep.
How do you think this experience will change?
I think we have solidified our relationship and we're BFFs again, and I feel like when we go back we're going to, instead of like agreeing to things just because we think the other person wants to do it, I think our communication has improved.
I think that we're a little bit pirates now too, and I think not only are we're gonna stop agreeing to things with everyone, like we're our own people now. I don't know that that means we'll quit these jobs, but, like, we're going to get out of it what we want to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll quiet quit, you know? Like, we're just going to do what we want to do, and if they want to quit, if they want to fire us for not following their rules, and whatever.
Okay, well, we do have a little bit more of an epilogue here. That's a good thought, but if we're both alive, which we are, good job, craft your epilogue by finding there's another table on page 33. And so we're going to read that first. We're both love. So it says, do you want to read it?
Sure. You are together forever. The island has made you inseparable. Will you make the island your new home now that you've tamed it, or go back home together? Ooh. We exploded the boat, so I think maybe our epilogue is that we can make a new teleporter if we want.
I think this is like our new clubhouse island that we know how to teleport to, and we don't tell anyone else how... We haven't even told people that we've figured out that humans can teleport. Like, right? When we had the fight in the lab, it was just us. No one knows that we've had a successful human transference somewhere. So this is our island that we own now.
Nice.
And we could just teleport here if we need to take a break.
Yep, and protect it from pirates, because we're the pirates now.
Okay, we didn't earn any epilogue points. A few things in the game can give you some extra epilogue points. But it's mostly in some big troubles and mysteries that we didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
But we also get epilogue points per remaining survival point on the track, plus one, and plus three if you're at thriving. You get like a bonus plus three. So I believe that will put us at 10.
Nice.
And so, Jincy, read our final little thing that we get for 9 plus points.
You leave the island with something valuable that will make you rich. You split it if you both left the island, regardless of your relationship. You also have a tinge of hope to your relationship or your future if your epilogue was dark.
So we get pirate treasure, right?
Pirate treasure!
So, that was it. Congratulations on surviving, Jincy.
Nice.
6 days, 7 nights. It's about cousins, instead of an awkward romance between an older man and a younger woman.
Nice. This is much better.
And David Schwimmer wasn't there at all. I don't know if that's good or bad, but he wasn't there.
He sure was not. Just pirates and us.
Well, thank you for playing with me, Jincy.
Yeah, of course. Thank
you. Did you like my game?
I did, actually. I liked it a lot.
I liked you put actually in there.
No, I really do. This one was a lot of fun.
Oh, so my other game isn't fun.
Benjamin! That's not what I'm saying.
If you are listening to this, like, right when this episode comes out, there's less than a week left on my Kickstarter for this game. It is fully funded, but I'm trying to get to another stretch goal. I've reached one stretch goal that lets me commission some real art to put in it. As we've been playing, Jincy has just seen these little blank spaces that say art goes here. And I've already talked to the artists, and I know what they're going to draw for me, and I'm very excited about it. My next stretch goal is to make it fancy. It's just a zine right now, and it will still be a zine, but I can get, like, a fancier cover and, like, a maybe a little better binding if we get to $700. If you already backed it, thank you for helping me get funded. And if you just followed it, I'm glad you followed it. That helps a lot, too. So, once again, all those details, a nice little package. The game is called It Takes This Long, and the Kickstarter for it is going to end on Saturday, March 30th in the afternoon, Central Time. And you can find it by going to tinyurl.com/ITTLzine, or just search for It Takes This Long on Kickstarter. You can buy just a PDF of it for $10, or for $20, you'll get a PDF and a physical copy of the zine that I can mail to you if you live in the United States. You can also buy a physical copy for a stranger. I will just print some extra copies when I make my order, and I'll keep them on hand, and I'll give them to people for free, and I'll explain that a generous benefactor bought this game for them. I guess, bye, everybody.
Bye, hugs, and Alex would say bye, kisses.